Miscellaneous.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is Torvi and Devin. We are starting our first podcast. Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, although it is 1:30 in the morning right
now. Hella stressful getting this set up.
It was really stressful. So hear us out. This is our first podcast. We've been talking about doing this for a little while now. But today, I finally decided, you know what? No, I'm going to stop talking about it, and I'm actually going to get this done, and we are going to film this podcast.
Just got to do it.
Just got to do it. So I called up Devin, and I was like, yo, Devin, tonight, you're coming to my house, you're bringing your stuff, and we're doing a podcast. He's like, okay. So we did it, and so we got here around, like, I don't know, 10:30?
Yeah, around
11 o'clock, maybe.
We went to Waffle House, and we didn't get back to around 11:30, so we've been doing that. Took 2 hours to get all this stuff set up.
Yeah. No, it definitely was. It was stressful. So Devin actually brought his own mic. That's his own mic right there.
Yes, sir.
This is my mic right here. And we were trying to figure out how we can record two audios of USB mics into one computer. We're using GarageBand for this. And so it was really complicated. We couldn't figure out how to get it done. We tried a bunch of different ways. Couldn't get it figured out. Finally, we watched a YouTube video who like showed us exactly what we needed to know. And actually, do you have his name?
I do not. I can pull it up though.
Pull it up so we can shout him out, because that helped us out big time, dude. It's 1:30 and we are hungry, dude. We're trying to get this thing done. So let's talk about Waffle House.
Waffle House.
No, just I feel like it's a good thing to start out on. That was pretty fun. So we have this thing every Saturday with our good buddy Jaden White. His favorite restaurant is Waffle House. So one time a while ago, he was like, hey, Torvi, do you want to go to Waffle House with me today? Tonight? I'm like, sure. So then it's kind of become a Saturday night thing.
Chris Keegan.
Shout out Chris Keegan, my boy. You helped this out a lot.
Video was made 2 years ago, but still relevant today.
Oh, dude, still so relevant. Oh my gosh, dude, say this. Anyways, Waffle House. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. Jaden, if you do go to SVA, you know he's actually really funny. But, you know, life happens.
Life.
Yeah, so it's just kind of I don't really get to see him that often anymore, but I think he's really funny. So going to Waffle House with him every Saturday night is kind of a fun thing to do with him.
Yeah, the conversations that go on there is, like, really, I don't know, it's a very good time.
There's some good stuff. Yeah, so, I don't know, Devin, how you been, man?
I've been good. I don't know. I mean, we got to talk about Post Malone's album, like, cause
we both
enjoy that. So I just want to hear your top three songs on that album.
Oh, top three songs on the album.
Top three.
Circles is one of them.
Circles.
Yeah, I already told you. Circles is like my favorite song.
Circles' favorite song.
No, it's one of my favorite songs of all time. All time for sure.
Really?
It really is. No, okay. So as soon as Circles came out, like it came out last week. Last week Friday, this week his album came out on Friday. Last week Friday, Circles, the single, came out for the album. And I remember I was actually FaceTiming Devin. And yeah, I was FaceTiming him when it came out. And it was just, you know, that song, dude, oh man, it just spoke to me, dude. There was something about that song. Post Malone, if you don't listen to Post Malone, go listen to him right now. New album is out. I don't care. Get off this podcast and go listen to Post Malone's new album, because it's way better than this podcast. This podcast is relevant to your time if you haven't heard Post Malone. But yeah, as soon as Circles came out, the next day I like went online. I was trying to figure out how to play on the guitar, and I kind of already learned it on the guitar. I'm trying to figure out how to sing along with it and play the guitar. And I kind of want to record myself singing it, whatever, just because I love that song so much. And I want to, since I've gotten kind of like into playing the guitar, I want to learn how to play music and sing along with it more. But I found that it's actually really hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get better at doing that.
No, yeah. So I know you said you like loved Circles as soon as it came out, but you said you didn't like the album. Like,
okay.
Which kind of like shocked me, because like when I first heard it, I don't know if it was we were in different mindsets or moods, but like, I mean, you said you didn't like it, so it was like kind of shocking, because I was kind of hyped for the album.
And the
hype, like, it didn't disappoint, but
yeah,
you came around.
Okay. So here's why I told you that. I woke up in the middle of the night, at, like, it was 12 o'clock, okay? I had been doing homework before, so I was already kind of, like, stressed out and tired from school. And I had a soccer game that day. This was Thursday night at midnight when the album came out. So I set my alarm at midnight. So when I woke up at midnight too, I would actually FaceTime you a little bit before then.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Yeah, he fell asleep. He fell asleep at the time I FaceTime him, so I have to end up hanging up. So yeah, you fell asleep. And Yeah, so I woke up at midnight to watch the album when it dropped. I'm convinced I might be one of the first people to ever hear the album because I literally woke up dead at 12 o'clock. I looked it up. It was 1200. I was like, sweet, his album's probably out by now. So sure enough, I went on my phone, went to Spotify, and it popped up right there. Post Malone's new album, Hollywood's Bleeding, is out.
You know, they got like listening parties, like his circle, like.
Okay.
Like, you were like the first fan.
Quit ruining my mood, dude. Okay, I like to feel this way. So yeah, so I listened to it then, and I was like, man, and like I was like pretty much half asleep still too though, so I wasn't really like taking in the music fully. So that's why I was like, okay, I actually don't like this album. I think it's trash. I listened to like two songs of it, and I turned it off, went back to bed, woke up the next day, went to school, told Devin I didn't really like it, and then after school, when I went to work, cause I work for Mr. Erickson, right?
Got it.
Yeah, mowing lawns, dude. That was the best day of my life, the best moment of my life. I sat on the skag, went out there, hopped on a lawn, started mowing, put Post Malone's album in my ears, dude. Oh my gosh, dude! I can't believe that I thought this album was bad. It was so good.
Well, as you said, you were telling me, you said you didn't like it. You're like, I ordered the shirt and everything that's coming in soon. So the same.
It's because I love Post Malone, and okay, just because I heard two of the new songs that weren't appealing to me at that time in the middle of the night. I still knew that it had.
Was it the first two songs of the album? Like, you just listen in order?
No, it was. Or you just like shuffle. I don't know what it was. I think it was. I'm gonna be, or like, what's that song called?
I love that song.
I don't know. It was because I was half asleep. That's what I'm telling you. So like, I couldn't really enjoy it as much as I would have if I was like, you know, in the mood for it, uplifting mood. But yeah, you know. You know sometimes how like, you know, like it depends on what mood you're in, on how you're gonna take something, how you're gonna let something affect you.
That's why I got like millions of playlists. So I got one for this mood, another for this mood. Yeah. And it's just like, you gotta have those playlists.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean. Like there's some like depression songs that like you don't really like to listen to. You only like to listen to them when you're like in a certain mood, like, or whatever. Yeah. And then you're like, okay, this actually sounds really good. You know what? Yeah.
Got you.
That's what. But yeah, no, Post Malone's great, dude.
All right, one song you can live without on the album. Like, what would you say your least favorite is?
Probably Sunflower.
That's literally my shit. I do not like this song at all.
Just because I think it's like, well, I mean, okay, so when it first came out for the
Spider-Man movie, Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that Spider-Man cartoon movie, which is pretty good, by the way. I actually watched it like a little bit ago. I liked it a lot.
I still haven't seen it, but...
It's on Netflix now.
Yeah, I know it's on Netflix. I just like never took the time to watch it, but...
You know, you should go watch it. It's pretty good. But yeah, that song, it came out a while ago, and it's kind of been overplayed like a lot. Like, it's still like up there on the charts. Like, it's still like, it's still right up there.
Gonna be completely honest, I think Eric ruined the song for me.
Oh, Eric. Yeah, we have a friend named Eric Grant. Once again, if you go to SVA, you probably know who Eric Grant is.
Shout out to you, Eric.
Shout out to you, Eric. I love you, brother. You've grown a lot, man. And yeah, man, I love you, bro. You're a baller too. And yeah, Eric's also really hype, dude. Like, he's, some people will disagree with me, but I think he's the biggest hype man. Like, I think he's the biggest hype man I've met, dude. Like, I've gone to Andrew's tournament with him, and I've seen him hype up an entire corner of the crowd.
True.
At the championship game. That dude's crazy. Oh, okay, yeah. What were we saying about him? Sunflower. Sunflower. Yeah, this dude, when Sunflower came out, he would not stop singing it. Like, everywhere I went to the school, he'd be like, say I keep her in check. She was all bad, never though. He just kept on singing it over and over again. I was like, come on, Eric, dude, shut up, dude. It's getting annoying.
And he's into it all the time. Like, so there's never a dull moment with Eric, and it's just the best time.
I love Eric, dude.
We all do.
Yeah. Me and Devin sat with him at church today. It was good.
We talk about some stuff. Can't maybe disclose here, but...
Wait, we were?
We were talking about some stuff. Like, I don't know if you remember exactly what we were talking about.
Wait, when?
He's like, screw that, bro.
When?
Remember, like, during in the youth center?
Wait, so we were downstairs.
We were downstairs. We were in the youth center. And he wanted to know some stuff.
Oh, about your situations and stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you want to talk about on this?
Why do I not?
Yeah. Why not?
Why do? I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
Why?
Why would I talk about?
Well, I mean, you don't have to use names, but like, I don't know. I feel like we could talk about it.
I don't. I wouldn't feel comfortable just talking about.
All right, that's cool.
Indirect, like, that's cool. Indirectly talking okay. about a person, but I'm directly talking about a person.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. That makes sense.
It's, now it's obvious, like, literally it's obvious, but it's okay.
No, it's cool. So, Devin, some, you know, okay, speaking of Devin, dude, you're awesome, man.
Thank you.
So, Devin moved into my neighborhood, or his mom moved into my neighborhood this last, beginning of this last summer, like, or end of last school year.
It was in March, so.
Yeah.
Springtime.
Yeah. And I talked to him a little bit at school. Like, I'd see him in the hallways at Dapper. I'd be like, yo, what up, Devin? You fresh, bro? Come on, man. Walk past, didn't really say anything. But ever since he moved into my neighborhood this summer, he and Kobe actually became really good friends. Kobe's my younger brother. Yeah. He and Kobe became really good friends. And so I got to see Devin a lot. And then I became really good friends with Devin.
Yeah, I literally live here pretty much. Like, yeah, pretty I'm much. Here all the time. If Kobe and Torvi are there, I'm there. And it's like, I'm like their third child. I mean, fourth child, sorry. Well,
you're like our other brother, yeah.
I filled in for Monty.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Filled in for Monty. Okay, Monty's cool, by the way.
Yeah, Monty, you're cool, bro.
He's probably not going to listen. So, yeah, and then I'm really happy I got to know Devin because, you know, I've actually been wanting to do a podcast like this for a while. Just because I think it'd be really fun. I
just brought it up out of nowhere, too. I feel like. And then we were like, you serious?
Yeah.
And we just made it happen.
Because, like, we both found out that we both had kind of, like, the similar thoughts of, like, having a podcast. We thought it'd be cool. So we're like, okay, yeah, let's do it then. So then, you know, now here we are. Finally getting this done, dude. I don't know what it was. Something triggered me today. I was just like, no, okay, I know what it was. I'm not going to say what it was, though. Yeah, Kobe brought up me something and showed me something. I was like, oh shoot, dude, okay, I gotta do this podcast today. So
really, what could he show you to make you like, ah, yeah, you gotta do this?
Nothing.
It was after you cool. tell me,
huh?
After will you tell me?
Yeah, I already told you. You probably just don't remember.
Okay,
you're outside. I told you. But yeah. Anyways, I don't know about for you, but for me, like. When I, like, graduate from high school and I go off to college and stuff, whatever, and start looking for jobs and stuff and start making connections and stuff, I want to be able to have something that I said. Or I want to be able to have, like, you know, background stuff saying, like, you know, like, I'm someone who goes out and does things. Like if you tell me to do something, I'm going to go and do it. And I want to have proof like this to show, like, you know, I'm not someone who sits here and just, like, I'm not a talker, I'm not a dreamer. I'm someone who actually goes and does things, you know what I mean? I'm someone who actually goes and makes things and gets things done.
Cause I wish I was like that. I don't know, You like if you know me, you know like I'm like a laid back person. I don't.
A lot of people like that personality though.
I mean, it's gotten me I don't know nowhere really. I mean, laid back is like I enjoy it sometimes, but then like I'm also like dang I want to be a part of the fun, but like I'm too like I get annoyed easily by big groups, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like something I hate, but like it's also chill. I don't know. I don't like being that. Person like just stick out like oh you're getting rowdy and stuff
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
but I don't know it's not a bad thing but it's not necessarily a good thing sometimes.
I mean I don't think it's a bad thing at all to be laid back. I think a lot of people respect that, like a lot of people like to be around chill people like that. I mean me personally myself because like I like a lot of times I get too overwhelmed and too like energetic and I'm always wanting to go out and be super like outgoing whatever and sometimes I need to just hang out with someone who's just like you know chill and just calm me and I can just like you know just kind of relax because like you know I lose that sense a lot when I'm like in the middle of trying to go out and talk to everybody trying to go out and do all this crazy crap that like I don't really have time for whatever so you know
yeah, that makes sense
but like I mean like I don't know I think you beat yourself up sometimes I don't think you're like as socially awkward as you say you are man.
Now, shout out to the people that call me Dry Boy Devin.
Oh, yeah, Driveway Devin.
Driveway Devin.
Yeah, I was FaceTiming Devin last night, actually. I was with a few of my friends, and they didn't know I was FaceTiming Devin, but they heard me say his name, and they said, oh, Driveway Devin. I was like, oh, yeah, here, you want to talk to him right now? And they saw his face up there, and they're like, oh, shoot. So they ran away trying to act like they didn't see anything.
It's all good. All love, you know?
All love, man.
Positivity.
It's just jokes. So, Devin has a little brother, Carter.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Carter's awesome, dude.
Literally, everyone, like, likes him. Like, maybe, I don't know, likes him. But, like, everyone's like, oh, he's so sweet. He's fresher than you, Devin. But, like, you know him, like, as a brother, on a brother level. I don't know. Because it's just a sibling relationship.
I mean, yeah. I can understand.
You wouldn't say that, like, Kobe.
Okay, you know how much it sucks to have Kobe come and hang out with me and all my friends. Like that took a lot of like strength in me to get used to. Because you know, like the big boys, I think that we started, whatever, Aiden and Max, whatever. So when I started hanging out with them, it used to just be like us three, but then Kobe kind of like showed interest. Kobe and Aiden kind of became friends, so they started talking a lot too, whatever. So whenever I went to hang out with them, Kobe would always be like, yo, can I come? And I'd be like, no, dude, please, I really don't want you to come. Then my parents would like get mad at me for not like involving him and stuff, whatever. So I had to be forced to and stuff, whatever. And over time, I've kind of gotten used to it, but like, it is really hard, dude.
I mean, also like now at this point, I mean, I don't know before, but like now you're both in high school, and
we're kind of closer in like age group.
Yeah.
He also skipped a grade now, so now he's like even closer to like my level, you know.
Shout out to the junior class of 21.
Shout out to class of 2020, man. We're about to have a really fun year. I'm telling you, senior year's gonna be lit, dude.
I don't know.
I'm already really excited. The fact that we get to go out for lunches, like that's everything for me, man. My first time going out for lunch this year, I went out with, who did I go out with? It was me and Aiden. I went with Aiden. Yeah, we went to
Chipotle.
No, we did that one time already. We went to Subway, and then we met up with a bunch of other people at Fusion. I remember just sitting in the car. I was like, dude, this is crazy, man. I literally just walked out of school and left. Like, that's crazy. In the middle of the day.
No, like, a lot of people agree with me on this. Like, this year just feels so different.
Really?
I feel like
for your class?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the class, but it's, like, not, like, I don't know. Because, like, from freshman year, like, the hype level is here. Yeah. Sophomore year is, like, up there, too. And then junior year is, like, that maybe the hype going into the junior year was, like, thinking that it was going to be that. And then we go, and then maybe, like, it just wasn't what we expected.
It just wasn't as good.
Yeah. So... Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of like that every year for everybody, but then like, well, because I mean, every year is different, because like you go like a next step further, and then there's people below you who go next step further or whatever, and then there's new kids coming into high school, and there's people leaving high school. So every year is a lot different. Like that's normal. When people say that, yeah, it feels a lot different, it's because it is a lot different. So I mean, there's that, but like, I mean, no, I don't know. You kind of get used to it later on, and it seems like it's normal again. Like. Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think that there's no one above my class now. You know, it's just us at the top there. We're the oldest people in the school. There's no one, like, above us to, like, that we're supposed to look up to, whatever. It's just us there.
And then it's also, like, mind-blowing. Like, you see, like, the younger kids come in, and, like, they're in high school?
Yeah.
And then,
no. Dude, that happens every year.
Yeah.
Like, every time there's a new class. Like, when your class came, did you come in eighth grade?
Freshman year. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I remember when your guys' class came in, when I was a freshman going to sophomore, I was like, dang, dude, are those, like, I still thought of, like, your class as, like, a bunch of little kids. I was like, are they really coming to high school? Like, that's crazy. And then, like, after that first year, I was like, okay, no, like, they've actually grown up a lot. And then the next year, Kobe's class came in, because he was a freshman at that time, and I was going to be a junior. And I was like, dude, are you serious? Like, Kobe's class is coming to high school? Like, those kids are not ready for high school. And then throughout the year, I was like, okay, never mind. Like, I thought wrong about these kids. Like, they're actually pretty good kids. Like, they grew up a lot this year. There's just something about going from 8th grade to freshman year, like, going through the whole freshman year. Like, you do, like, grow up a lot and mature a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of happens.
I don't know, but, I mean, it's also to the point where, like, you're still a kid. I mean, like, everyone has high expectations for you as a kid or as a young adult, and then, like, you're still a kid in other people's eyes, and it's, like, I don't know. It's a weird place in life.
That is true. I do get really annoyed with that. Like, I just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
This last summer, and I don't want to sound like this, like, oh, you know, I'm an adult now, like, everybody's gotta treat me like an adult, but it does kind of suck sometimes when, like, I still feel like, I mean, I guess teachers do kind of have an excuse, because, like, they're kind of, like, they're still above me, and they're still, like, teaching me in a class, whatever, but I still get really annoyed when, like, adults and, like, parents, like, still, like, kind of, like, they don't look down on me, but they kind of, like, talk to me like they're, like, at a higher level than me, which, I mean, they are, but, like, I just don't think that, I don't know. It's just hard to, like, take, like, criticism and stuff from, like, adults. Like, it's hard for them to come and give me advice without me asking for it, because, I don't know, like, I just wish that they would view me as, like, an adult now. Just because, like, you know, in order for me to actually feel like I'm an adult, I need people to, like, view me as that as well. It's just true. Hard. How old are you?
16.
You're only 16, David?
That's you didn't crazy. Know that?
No.
Yeah, you did. You know I was 16.
You're a junior. I thought you'd be 17.
Nah. I'm pretty young.
When you turn 17?
I turned... You know my birthday, Torby. Please tell me you know my birthday.
April something?
April
27?
No.
April 25.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. I knew it was on the back of my head. I had it somewhere. Well, that's it for our podcast today. Like we said earlier, this has been our first podcast, so we really hope you guys enjoyed it. It's kind of a new thing for us. We were experimenting with a bunch of stuff, so we didn't really know exactly how it went yet. So just give us your feedback and suggestions or anything you have. You can contact us on our Instagrams. My Instagram is Torvy_Wilkins. That's Torvy underscore Wilkins, WILKINS.
And mine is dev.anderson1. So if you guys also want to follow our Instagram, Miscellaneous Talk, that'd be much appreciated. We'll keep you guys updated. We guys will let you know when there's a podcast, so you guys never miss a single one.
Yeah, and also we will be posting our podcast on YouTube through a video. So if you'd like to go watch our podcast instead, please go give us a subscription on YouTube. And yeah, we'll go along from there. So thank you very much. See you guys next time.
Peace.